Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. One of those two. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting information. And then once you get the information, it's a slam dunk from there. Seriously, in all seriousness. Then you can open your mouth, then you can say something, everybody's happy, everybody's covered, and you don't have to worry about being perceived as being ignorant. How's that? Anyway, love, and I know you guys do too, have been so on with me on Friday. She's my co-host every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Right, Sonya? You are here.
I do. You can hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
We did good.
We'd be like, stop it.
You feel good here.
I feel like the guy from Verizon. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? This is technology. This stuff is tough. You know, we're doing it on our own. So.
But you know the funny thing about all this, if you think about it, you know, 15 years ago, it would have cost us, you know, a gabillion dollars to do this, and it would still be iffy, you know?
Yes.
And
that's
now it's clean and crisp when it works, and all over the place.
Yeah, and you can, like, stay in your bed, have ice on your face, and have drugs because you had an implant.
There you go. All right.
And I don't want people to mistake what kind of implant I had.
Please. Go ahead. Go ahead and tell them if you want to. Yeah.
Everything has double meanings nowadays, but no, I had teeth done, and I remember years ago when they talked to me about getting an implant, and they showed me a diagram of what has to be done, and they put that screw in your mouth, and they maybe have to put a cadaver bone. I was like, this is some Mengele stuff. This is some right straight out of Nazi Germany. But it took me years later, maybe 10 years later, and now I got it.
Yeah, but you got to give it, what, months to heal, though, right, or something?
Yes, so I have to look like a hillbilly, and that's no offense to hillbillies. You all look fine, but I have dental coverage, doggone it, and I have teeth missing.
Wow.
So for the next 3 months, and then after 3 months, I might look normal.
Wow. Well, no, just stick a, we used to do it when we were kids. You take a white chiclet and stick it in a hole.
That's what I was thinking. Can I just put a chiclet?
You can still do that.
Yeah. I got it first started in May. And I know people hate hearing about my personal stories, but hey, you can't talk about politics all the time or you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, you can. Nobody will listen, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, but no, it'll drive you crazy. There are times I have to back off of it and go get an implant for joy.
Well, I was talking about a story just to get your blood pumping earlier. Young people now say that stay-at-home moms Well, they're not really entitled to 50% in a divorce. They should have gotten a job. So, so when you look at what's happened over the last, you know, 10 years or so, right? And people look at whether they get married or not get married. You know, this TikTok has such an influence on these young kids. It's really scary. And there was one, I guess it was a TikTok influencer, that was interviewing a bunch of these young kids. But it seemed like they all agreed to stay at home, stay-at-home mom isn't that big of a deal. And you say to yourself, where did they come up with this? Do they really not understand what it's like? You know, I give stay-at-home moms a lot of kudos because it's a lot of work. It's hard work. And people don't see that. But where are these kids coming from where they think a woman isn't, you know, you give your life to your kids, your husband, your whatever, and you're not entitled to 50% of what you guys brought in together?
First of all, I don't know that these kids can actually define what a woman is. So, I mean, just start there.
I'm breathing.
But I was going to say, I don't know that many of them have experienced stay-at-home moms. So they're probably, and this is a generation of abortion first, you know?
Right.
If it's convenient for, so I don't know that they relate that much to their own maternal, natural maternal instincts. They've rejected God, so that would be another reason why they're not in touch with their own maternal instincts. And they've been told, sadly, by the left, that their careers are more important than their maternal instincts, their values, and being a mom. They don't know what any of that is about, whether it's from personal experience or what they've been taught by the left. So I'm not surprised that they're not sort of angry and not understanding of what it takes to be a mother. That does not surprise me at all, because this article is about young people saying this.
Right.
I would also have to say that I am very sympathetic to women who, and not mothers, but I will say women who get the advantage of men's salaries in a divorce settlement, men's salaries and the children and so many other things. So I do think that there needs to be some special, something sympathetic and something, some special attention paid to what men go through.
We need to finish this on the other side of the break.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. I'll put her on pause. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Once you get informed, you can truly be part of the solution. Let me bring her on to my co-host on Fridays. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and always appreciate her time and her perspective on things. And Sonia, we're talking about these young people who have decided that divorced moms
or divorced women are entitled to 50% of everything that they've amassed during their marriage. She should have got a job. She should have had her own money. I mean, I don't even get this. These are women.
Well, they're women, and we also don't know if they're leftists or rightists, because I've heard some women, very strong proponents of conservatism on the right, not say that motherhood isn't important, but really championing the rights of men in a divorce, because women are at an advantage when it comes to the judicial system, when it comes to divorce. I mean, it really is true. However, I think that these young women, like I said, they don't have an understanding of what is involved in motherhood. It's really the only 24/7 job, 365 days a week, mm-hmm. that you can have. And I think they're very misinformed. I don't think anybody gets 50% of a man's income. It just doesn't happen. And
they say it's not just the income. It's 50% of everything they've amassed. You know, house, car, the whole nine yards, right?
Well, and there's an argument to be made that, again, the whole judicial system for men, that needs to be looked at. It needs to be more fair. I do get that. But they're making a judgment, and this was a judgment that was cast upon me when I had my first child, and I was around a bunch of liberals, and they always, when they asked me what I did, like doing something always meant work. But when they asked me what I did, I would tell them that I was a mom and that I wasn't working. I was a stay-at-home mom. And they sort of looked at me like they were smelling something bad. And, and they would say, you know, you're just a mom. And
I hate that. I'm a male, and I hate that. You're just
God. But that's the sort of elitist, negative thing that the left can get away with, and they don't even see how nasty that is. When they talk about a woman's right to choose or a woman's right, they don't mean a woman's right to choose what they want. That's not what they mean. They mean a woman's right to choose what they think is important for a woman's right to choose, either kill your baby or work, or be a feminist, or all the number of very unsightly, unlikable things that they have for women to do.
Yep.
So to them, in their minds, and you're talking about probably college-age women who can't get, who are not getting relationships, because there's a real shortage of men. They've emasculated men to the point where I don't even know that there's any. They're very slim pickings. They also don't feel like they can say they want a man. These women are in bad shape, period.
To your point, though, one woman here, she says she doesn't care that you're dependent on a man now. That's your fault.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Welcome to being a black woman. Because we've been told that our whole lives, and there is some, my daughter and I just had a conversation about this, there is some validity to being independent, but that independence comes with a whole lot of problems that it's way above my pay grade to address. But yes, no, you should not be dependent on anybody, but it sure does, and you have to tell me this is a guy, it sure does have an effect on a relationship when the woman is more successful or more, what do you call it? It starts with an A. When men are very assertive when it comes to their jobs.
Right.
Women are now turning into that. So now you have these two competing forces in a relationship. There's no yin and yang. There's no anything that God created. But then again, would I want my daughter to be totally dependent on a man? Well, it depends on who the guy is. But I don't know. I get their point about not wanting to be dependent.
Well, I don't, you know, is it needy dependent? Is it, because, you know, there's a lot of strong women.
I think they were talking about financially.
But how do you, so you got two or three kids at home, whatever, right? Yeah, you're in a traditional, quote-unquote, marriage, and maybe even a biblical marriage where you've decided one is staying home at least to take care of the kids and everything. How do they make money? My expectation would be you don't make any money. You stay home.
That's
you take care of the kids, the house, and everything else.
You can't. Not if you want to raise a traditional family and be at home and be there for the kids. You cannot work outside the home and do that. That's why even when I worked in television, I was a stay-at-home mom until my kids were like 8 and 11, and then I went out. But then even once I worked in television, I only went to a certain level because I could tell that above that, I've got to give my life to my job and not my kids. And I have two kids, and I'm a single parent. So I can't do that. So right. I made choices. I didn't live to my fullest capacity in terms of things and things that I could have because I made those choices. Most people want their things, but you can't have a traditional family and work at the same time. So, which means you better marry well.
Ooh.
That's something.
No, say that again, because you know, because it's not the male saying it now.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, if you really want to have a traditional family where the woman is a stay-at-home mom, she's more domestic, she's more supportive of the man, and the man is the breadwinner, and he is the provider. He's the godhead of the family. Then he needs to be able to do all of that. Now, if you pick some knucklehead, you can't. If you decided to have a baby by Ray Ray, and you know you can. And
all right.
By the way, Ray Ray can be any color.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't write, Joe.
You can finish this when we come back. Joe was here, your host. Be back in a few minutes with my co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Don't go far.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S.
USA News update. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed the office. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift during her appearance on the Today Show Friday morning. She mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new, like really? Yeah, it's. I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe. Yeah.
Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bear linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, has passed away at age...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Buscemi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-FIELD Joe. 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith, my co-host, on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me as well. We were talking about the group of young girls. Well, actually, the young community who think that women aren't entitled, first of all, to half of the assets that were acquired in marriage, that they should have gone out and got a job, that they shouldn't be dependent upon a man. I would suggest that there are men with male features that aren't men at all when it comes to taking care of their wives, their family, their kids. In a related story, a worker mom says that office life was so much easier than staying home with the kids. Maybe these girls, women, we should send them home and have them take care of three or four kids for a couple of days.
Well, they kind of do that in the classroom. They give them little fake babies and say, you have to take care of this 24/7. And these girls come back and bring these fake babies back and go, this is the hardest thing. I'm telling you, I was a mother before I was a professional. And when I became a professional, it was much easier than, of course, then I was a single mom, so I was pulling double duty. But it's a 24/7, 365 days a week job, no matter if you're sick or whatever, and kids never, you know, they always get sick in the middle of the night. There's some unwritten rule that says that, I don't know what that's about.
But well, you can't look at that child when you're sick as a mom and go, hey, mommy's sick too, go take care of yourself.
Go take care of yourself. I love this topic. I love relationship stuff anyhow. But I don't think these girls really understand what it is. I do understand their fear of being dependent because, you know, this is a generation that has seen the fact that there are over 50% divorce rates. So I can see why they're skeptical of successful marriages. And I think that, like I said before the break, they are they sort of put down women, you know, women on the left put down women who are maternal. So they, I think they have a little bit of an animosity towards those women.
It's sick. It's no reason. It's almost you're jealous of somebody else's success. Right?
Well, it is. I think that that's a big problem on the left, period. I think the left is very jealous of people on the right because people on the right are doers. They're competitors. They're people who can run a business. They're people who can sign a paycheck. They're people on the right go into government.
Yeah.
And they force people to believe what they believe and do what they think, and they, you know, they're tyrants. So they don't know what it's like to do anything outside of the box. It's an interesting, very interesting topic, because I think there's some people on the right who also don't believe that women should walk away with the male assets. But the fact of the matter is, I think that men, there are some men who really care about the well-being of their children, and they know that their children aren't going to be in good hands if the women are not, if they're mothers of their children.
Yeah, okay, but a real man would stop and say, look, I couldn't have done what I did without her.
Without
I couldn't have done what I did without my partner, without somebody there to help, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
So giving up a portion in the event of a divorce, and you know, this article doesn't talk about why the divorce.
Right.
But in the event of a divorce, if you, you know, to be appreciative of that woman who not only has taken care of your children, but is in the future going to take care of your children. But, you know, like I was saying, women have to be better choices of their baby daddies. And instead of finding baby daddies, they need to find husbands that sort of meet the qualifications of a biblical man. But also men have to not pick these pick-me girls and these, you know, fan-only girls and these, you know, these girls that are not going to be good mothers. We're assuming that all mothers are good, too. And they're not. They're just not.
No.
Yeah,
and listen, a lot of these young guys that I kind of counsel with and talk to, young fathers, there's a difference in them than there was in my generation and my dad's generation. They seem to be more programmed or punished. I don't know. More programmed to spending more time with their kids and not that whole successful thing, the hard drive at the business, you know, getting home in time to pick up the kids from school or doing things like that. And say to myself, okay, that's cool. And that's wonderful, and yeah, I really do wish I could spend more time with my kids when they were younger, but there's a reality. You want to take care of the house? You want enough money to maintain the house? To maintain that car? The 9-to-5 job isn't going to cut it for you.
That's the trade-off. My sister used to complain, my leftist sister used to complain, that her, ambitious is the word I was looking for, that her husband wasn't very ambitious. But she chose a guy who wasn't very ambitious because she demanded that he be the second mom rather than him being the man of the house.
Right.
So that comes with its trade-offs. You got to pick one or the other. You either want a dude who's going to do 50% of everything that you do because you think it's fair. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of women that these new guys are being raised with. So you can't. You can't be super ambitious and cutthroat and do all that kind of stuff that men have to do on the job if you also know that you better come home, spend time with the kids, wash the dishes, rub one foot of the... You got to do all that other stuff. So the left has totally screwed up relationships, totally screwed up the sex... I don't want to say sex drive, but the drive of the sexes. They've totally screwed up the whole thing, and nobody knows what anybody is doing. And these women on the left, they're just angry. They're angry now. They're angry at mothers. They're angry at women. They're angry at men. I don't know.
I read these stories from the left. I have to for the show. And I got to tell you, when it comes to relationships, even in marriages, and you read what some of these whacktoids write, I'll just say to you, it's no wonder that men become gay or women become.
I know what you mean. You just are not. Listen, I hear women talk about how tough it is, and in the back of my mind, I'm going, I can't imagine having to deal with women, today's women. I don't know a lot of women who I would recommend for, I get mad because nobody's introduced me to anybody. I'm like, hey, I got friends. Shouldn't they just like call up one of their male friends and go, I got this great girl. Nobody's done that for me. But I don't have any women friends who I'd recommend to guys either. I guess I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. Nobody's done that with me either. I can sort of understand it with me, though.
No, but again, with the young people today and all the things that they've been taught about, you know, what's right, what's wrong about relationships, you know, when you're married, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the sex is whatever, you know, whatever, whenever, however, you know, that you should never take for granted that even just in a relationship when it comes to cleaning the house or doing certain things, that anybody has a specific job. It's just all these things where you're almost walking on eggshells in your marriage.
It's too much. It's not. And I know marriage isn't supposed to be fun, but
it's not supposed to be fun.
I mean, I don't know. What do I know? But I know it's
listen,
work.
I hate to bust anybody's bubble. I'm going on 24 years of marriage. Uh-huh. No exaggeration. Some people aren't going to believe it. We've never had a fight. Because I'm always right. No, I'm only kidding.
That's
but,
true. She's always right.
We've never had a fight.
She's always right.
Many people don't know it, but the four children that we have are not Tammy's. They're from my first marriage. But she treated every one of those kids like they were her own. We've taken everything from a biblical perspective. You know me. I'm not the Gestapo at this house. My wife is a very smart, strong-willed woman.
Right.
But we also know that we're in this together. We are one.
Right. You were a good picker. And I don't know how old you were or whatever but I don't think people really understand the picking process. And I think that women are so grateful now to have a guy. They just like pick anybody that gives them attention. Any monkey who calls when they say they will is a... That's a plus. So, and the sad thing is women in their child rearing age, they're just not good pickers because their wombs are pulsating.
Their wombs are the pickers. No, I hear what you're saying. We got to go for commercial break, but you know the reality is again the young people have been taught that marriage just not sacred. It's all about you. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I say us because my co-host, Soda Schmidt, is with me every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me as well. And, Sonia, while I'm going to go back to our story here in a second, but somebody sent me, because I always talk about titles. I always talk about how one group looks at something as opposed to another group. And the LA Times published an article that said the parents' rights zealots descend on Los Angeles. So, right? I mean, think about that. Parents.
Look at those words in that title alone.
Yes.
Zealots and what descend. You know what they're trying. You know the picture they're trying to paint.
Oh, sure.
No question. But again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. If you repeat something often enough, loud enough, people believe it. And those are buzzwords that they're using to paint a picture of us. So when a Hillary Clinton comes out and says, we need reprogramming, then the people will go, yeah, they do. They're zealots and they descend on things.
You took the words out of my mouth because it's exactly just, you know, it's, they're setting it up. They're laying a foundation to prove
setting
that these people
up.
Need special help. It's just amazing.
And they will come off as virtue signal. They will virtue signal with that because they're going to be doing the country a favor, don't you know, reprogramming, re-educating us. It's all a setup. You got to watch. I always say this. If it weren't so evil, it would be like genius.
Yeah.
Because they never stop. And they have a plan. They know where they're going with this stuff. And they have no shame.
No, they don't. And listen, let's get a little further along here. I was telling you about a story that we're finding out now. You ready for this one? How racism found a home in pumpkin spice latte. You and I, years ago, I used to joke about this, where they would say dinosaurs were racist or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were racist. Remember those crazy stories? And people thought I was making them up. And I go, no. Go look them up yourself. The school district banned kids taking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school because some kids have never seen them before. Some kids couldn't afford them, so they felt bad about it. I'm sorry, that's not what racism is all about, number one. And since when did we have to start worrying about foods because somebody might feel bad because they never had one? You know what I mean?
Oh, we've done those stories, too, about Black History Week when a well-meaning cafeteria cooks Southern food
then
called racist when she's just trying to go along with the theme. And who in their right mind doesn't like fried chicken and cornbread and things like that? There's nothing racist about that. Now, if she was serving chitlins, which is something that the masses would throw out.
You wouldn't have to worry about the white boys grabbing them, I'll tell you.
You wouldn't have to worry about anybody. I've never had a chitlin in my life.
Well, my black pastor used to say, He'd walk into his house and his wife would cook chitlins about once every other month, and he'd say, "That's it. I turn around, walk out, and go eat somewhere else."
Yeah, no. My mother cooked him on New Year's Eve. That was a tradition.
Oof.
And if they would make me throw up, so I would have to, like climb up to an upper window and stick my face out of the window so I could breathe. And then, you know, as I got older, she would let me leave the house, but. You know, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, they're hog intestines. And even though they have to be cleaned out from the inside because all the waste is going through those intestines, you're cleaning out literal waste. You can't get it all out. It still has that odor of what it is. And it's pretty revolting. But now, if the cafeteria worker was cooking that on Black History Week or month, I'd kind of say it's not racist necessarily, but distasteful.
Well, I don't know.
Peanut butter and jelly, I'm not feeling it, no.
No, there's so many things, like this story here. I mean, the crux of the story is that the buying of pumpkins, pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice, drinking, this is an American thing. It's an American cultural thing, okay? And therefore, the big push by the white people to consume it, to be part of it, to do all of this, shows it's more of a white racist kind of thing.
But why? And they're not giving a reason. They're just calling it racist.
I went through the story. There's nothing in there that says, I was expecting it to say, you know, I don't know, 100 years ago, one of the biggest slave owners was a pumpkin ranch owner or whatever.
Right.
I'm looking for something, okay?
Or when black people were hunted down, they used to throw pumpkins
at
them. So right?
Yeah, you're sitting here and I'm saying, okay, give me a reason to support you on this.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, maybe I found something here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Okay, wait a second.
White women push back on the narrative that their love of pumpkin spice lattes, Ugg boots and yoga pants made them basic.
I wonder if I go in Starbucks and call them racist for serving that, will they give me a free one?
Oh, God.
This says, I think I found the...
It's a luxury item for white women.
Well, but that doesn't make it racist.
It has to do with the fact that they have more disposable income.
Stupid. That would mean just about anything that rich people enjoy would be racist. That's stupid.
And finally back, we get girl stereotypes centered around romance, femininity, trendiness. They're all white women type of things. Because, you know, black women aren't into trendy, obviously, or something.
No, that's why we have all those reality shows about... Wow.
So
if I order a pumpkin spice latte, am I a sellout?
I don't know. You're an Auntie Tom or something? I have no idea.
Right, an Aunt Tom. I'm trying to be what? No, I thought I found something.
Go ahead.
No, I just found something about how pumpkins were related to the Dutch slave owners, but they weren't slave owners of us. They had Asian slaves. It's so funny how we are to assume that we're the only people ever who
were enslaved.
Slavery. Yeah.
Right.
Right. But, thousands were killed, others were enslaved.
This is stuff, though. We're a victim of our last title, if you would, right? So you're sitting here, and I'm thinking to myself, somebody reads this title, reads the first few lines, and then goes into a Starbucks. You know this happens. And they're like, oh, my favorite is pumpkin spice, but I can't order it because it's really a symbol of racism. And then her girlfriend hears her say that and says, wow, I didn't know that. Okay, let's find something else. Do you see what I'm saying? This is how this plays out.
Because they're stupid. In the meantime, I'm going to step up and order what I want, when I want, how I want, because I'm not beholden to what... So I guess the nutmeg in it, too, is a problem.
Well, you don't...
You have to make... Because the nutmeg could have been grown through means of violence. Oh, my God. But violence means everything, anything nowadays. Violence could mean language.
Well, that's my beef with hate speech, right? Is when they say, we want people to come together and do this and do that. Wait a minute, no. Because I don't know what you call hate speech. What you call hate speech and I call hate speech, two different things. Yep.
But so these spices that are in a pumpkin latte are fraught with colonizer histories.
Ah, there it is.
So it's not necessarily black slavery, but Indonesia and... Oy vey. You can't enjoy anything. That's why they're so angry. That's why leftists are always yelling and mad at everybody. They can't have a pumpkin spice latte.
But you have to admit, it gets to the point, you and I, again, I go back to old shows to prove this. You look at this stuff and you say, we've been talking about this for years, and if everything is racist, nothing is.
Nothing is.
Right?
And racism truly exists. So how do you fight it if everything is racist? Because nobody's... It's the boy who cried racist.
I like that. That's funny. All right.
It truly is.
It's too bad because racism is bad. Being a racist is bad. And now we've got it down to where, I think I told you that years ago when I first started the show, somebody would say, you sound a little racist there, Joe. You'd stop and think about what you said. You'd stop and think about maybe what am I saying? How am I coming across?
Right.
But then everything is so racist, it doesn't matter. All right. We will see you back here next Friday.
I hung in there.
You did a great, great job, let me tell you what. And God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. People, we want you back with us here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Bye-bye.